it was the very first motion that I brought before Council once elected last summer in 2023, and it was to establish a working group in relation to the future development of the Murlach site out in Glenmornan area of Strabane. So I'm glad to say now that we have met as a working group for the first time, and it's the first time in many years that we have got all relevant statutory agencies, council officers and councillors for the area around the table discussing issues, and it's great to see progress being made. So Murlach at the minute is used by a number of sporting groups. It's used by community groups for annual sporting events, and it's also used as an inland fishery managed by the Department for Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs. And the point that I made yesterday at the meeting is that without development at the minute as Murlach stands, there is a huge catchment of people that are using it for recreational activities and for sporting activities, and even just, you know, families using it for a walk. So the point that I made was that with a bit of future development and with a bit of work around how we want to see Murlach grow into the future, we could see even more groups and even more people beginning to use it. And I think that's very welcome for tourism and for visitors, particularly in our rural areas. And I know that the community will very much welcome any development that will take place at the site in years going forward.
And you also had a great update from Loch's agency that signage can come down now because the algae bloom has dissipated.
Yes, another issue that has been causing some anxiety and anger was in relation to the algae bloom, and kind of the issue didn't have any rhyme or reason as to why it was there. But I am very glad to get an update from Loch's agency and from DERA that they now are confident that that has dissipated and has cleared away on its own. I've asked them for assurances that they will continue to monitor the site in order to ensure that fishing can go ahead when fishing season opens, and that those who use Murlach as an open water facility can begin to use that as well in the spring and summer of this year. So glad to get a reassurance that they will keep working on it, keep looking at it, but absolutely delighted, and I'm sure the general public will be delighted to hear that that issue has now gone away for the time being.